After weeks of speculation, Barack Obama over the weekend finally announced his vice presidential running mate, Delaware Senator Joe Biden. Just how will an Obama-Biden ticket fare in November? For analysis, I'm joined now by Ron Elving, NPR's senior Washington editor. Hello, Ron.
Good to be with you, Tony.
You know, this has been asked several times since Saturday. How does Biden fit into Obama's mantra for change?
I don't think he does, Tony. I don't think he was part of the mantra for change. I don't think he's going to reinforce that message. I think he's there on the ticket to provide something else to counter, in effect, the call for change, the youthfulness, the forward direction of the ticket, to provide a little bit more balance, maybe a little bit more ballast, a little bit of a perhaps a connection to the past.
You know, there may be no way to know this, Ron, but was Biden Obama's first choice?
I don't think he was his first choice in an idealized sense. If he could have designed a perfect candidate, or if he could have had anyone he wanted, he might very well have wanted, say, Governor Ted Strickland of Ohio, who would pretty much deliver Ohio. I think he's so popular there, and he would fit a lot of the things that Barack Obama needs, even better than Joe Biden, with the possible exception of foreign experience. But he wasn't available. He was not willing to run. He took himself out for either candidate, and he was a Hillary Clinton supporter, so that would have been another plus. You know, you can also think of people who might have been sort of magical choices, like, for example, getting Colin Powell to run with him is something I've talked about before. Have someone who has been the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, someone who has been the Secretary of State, and then say, you want to talk about military and foreign policy experience? Here's my running mate. That would have been a pretty amazing pick. So if he were going to really change the game, have an instant impact, maybe somebody else would have been his first choice. But in terms of those who were available and practical, I think that he had settled on Joe Biden a lot earlier than many people thought.
You know, Biden is from Delaware, Obama from Illinois. How does that impact the Democrats' southern strategy, or is this a signal that they are abandoning it?
It doesn't really help them in the South. There's no clear connection there to the South. But I think they are still interested in a southern strategy, at least as it affects a couple of states. They're going to shoot very hard for Virginia. They didn't want to pick Tim Kaine, the governor there, as the running mate, for a variety of reasons. But they still are enormously interested in carrying Virginia, largely on the coattails of Mark Warner, who's going to win a Senate seat there probably pretty easily. And they're also going to contest Florida hot and heavy. So they're going that far into the South. But they aren't thinking they're going to carry Louisiana, say, another state that has gone Democratic in recent elections. They're not thinking that they've got much of a shot in, say, Tennessee or Texas. They may say that they're going to contend there, but you won't see the candidate spending time in those states.
You know, the McCain campaign is already airing ads of Biden saying Obama is, quote, not ready for the presidency. On the other side, Obama's camp countering by saying that it's good that Biden is no yes man. But is it really good for the campaign that Biden's words are coming back to bite Obama?
No, and that's one of the downsides of the Biden choice, or any choice of somebody you've been rivals with in the primary. There are going to be a lot of tape bites out there of that person running you down. There have to be. If he had picked Hillary Clinton and pleased all the Hillary Clinton supporters, you could bring out reels of tape of her running Barack Obama down on all kinds of grounds. And of course, if John McCain should pick somebody like Mitt Romney, we're going to see some very interesting videotape coming back in the other direction for the things that Mitt Romney said about him, like, for example, that he was a liberal.
You know, that's interesting you should mention that. That's my last question to you also, Ron Elving. It's this: how does Obama's choice of Joe Biden influence, if at all, who John McCain picks as his VP?
One way I think it does make a difference, Tony, is I think it means John McCain has got to pick somebody who is a lively and effective debater. Otherwise, Joe Biden is going to dominate the vice presidential debate, and that'll be one of the ways that Joe Biden can actually help this ticket, a way that Joe Lieberman was not able to help the ticket in 2000 or John Edwards in 2004. So they're looking for Joe to be effective as a rhetorician, as a guy who can sell a line, who can connect with an audience, and also connect in a debate. He's an excellent debater.
Just as we told Faraya Chidea, she is going to be very busy. You are going to be very busy as well this week. Thank you so much, Ron.
Thank you, Tony.
Ron Elving is NPR's senior Washington editor. He joined me from our special NPR studio in Denver, Colorado.